Welcome to By the Numbers, Thursday episode. Again, special thanks to our veterans, recording at the tail end of Veterans Day. If you haven't checked out the thank you video from Bench Clear Media, go check it out. Ty put a nice clip of all of us through the channel, just giving our thanks and appreciation to all you veterans. So thank you for that. Thank you for if you're a veteran, you listen to this. Really appreciate your service currently or past. It's a big for everybody. Just really appreciate it. Just got finished up with the Ravens and Dolphins. Pretty ugly Thursday night game again. Lamar didn't play great. Dolphins, they got a win. Good home win for them. 22-10. Really interesting. Tua did not start. They held him out due to injury. Brissett dinged up his knee a little bit, and then they threw Tua in. And Tua kind of finished off the win for them. Had a couple good throws. A lot of his big completions were completely wide open completions that he had to hit. But all in all, Miami got a win. Kind of stubbed the toe for the Ravens. Really tough. Everybody in that division is looking to be one game apart. Bengals, Browns, and Ravens and Steelers are all right there. I think that puts the Ravens at 6-4. And so it's just going to be a really tight division race to see how that finishes up in the AFC North. I'll just get through the quick headlines. Before we do the quick headlines, I want to mention my sponsor. Again, Queen City Breaks over in the Facebook group. Avery and Harris over there, they do a great job with all their different variety of breaks, different single box, case breaks, a lot of different things you can jump into. And again, they're great, just conversation to listen to them break. They have good conversation with their members. It's more of a hangout spot. So if you definitely want a nice hangout spot that's just not trying to be efficient and get the best hits out right away, Harris and Avery do a great job of that. Again, if you mention Behind the Numbers, you will get $10 off your break. So make sure to do that. Show them that you're listening to my show. So some other quick headlines. We got Russell Wilson's he's ready to return. He's a full going practice. Kind of mentioned that on the Monday show already. But just to reiterate, he's good to go. Big game against Green Bay this week. And speaking of Green Bay, Rodgers is getting evaluated on Saturday to see if he's good to go. So he could be making the Jordan Love second start not happen. If he's good to go, definitely they'll want him back in there for that big game against Seattle. OBJ did sign with the Rams today, so that's a pretty big signing for the Rams. Some people are concerned about Cooper Kupp, but if that's going to hurt him, I don't think it hurts him at all. I think OBJ still hasn't shown us he's a receiver one. I think Cooper Kupp's still the go-to guy. I think he should give them a really good third option. They got Woods and Kupp, who've been very consistent. Stafford likes OBJ is a scary third option. So I don't think it's going to hurt Kupp at all. So if you're worried about that, I wouldn't be at this point. Cam Newton to the Panthers, we kind of went back to his roots. Their dire need for quarterback help with Darnold being out multiple weeks and just seeing if he has anything left in the tank. I think it's tough. He hasn't shown much to the Patriots, and we know what Cam is, but we'll see what happens if he even gets a chance to play. But they signed him to see what they can do. But overall, that's kind of the quick headlines. In terms of, today's video is product focused. I'm going to give you a little bit of updates on pricing and whatnot, but I have a little bit of rookie tidbits. My rookie article is done. It's in editing. It should be out this weekend. I'm really excited about that. Some good changes. Overall, the values are, football is pretty stable right now. That's one thing I've kind of noticed. I know that football in general is not stable because of injuries, so people ought to worry about that. But the top 20, the values has not seen that percentage drop that we saw with baseball. That's encouraging. It's encouraging if you're a baseball collector, your stuff's not plummeting. I like that. I like that about baseball or about football. I like the scarcity of it. That's kind of what helps hold the value of football because the pop reports aren't in the 20,000s. In terms of the product review, I've finally got a date on 2021 Mosaic Football. Looks like it's 12/22, so about 3 months pushed back. Really interesting timing because that's right around when Prism would be coming out. So I'm not sure if everything's pushed back or they're going to put Prism really close to it and kind of kill Mosaic. But when Mosaic does come out, how far behind is Prism? Because Mosaic had a big gap with Prism last time. Mosaic came out in, I think it was end of September. And there was quite the gap until a Prism in December. I think December, yeah. So right around that time. So, there was a good time for Mosaic to get a lot of, love and time to break. But if it's going to be bam Mosaic, bam Prism, it's going to be really tough for Mosaic this year. So I'm really interested to see when we kind of feel out when Prism's coming and what that does to Mosaic. Because I'm a big fan of Mosaic. I think Mosaic's a great product. It's kind of right under the top tier of Prism. It's one of my favorites. I know Optics above it. We've established that. But it's still a fun product for sure with the retail side as well. November releases, just in review, National Treasures Collegiate comes out on the 17th, XR comes out on the 24th, and Classics comes out on the 18th. all pretty secondary products just because National Treasures is collegiate. So that's still going to be a second tier. XR is a second tier, but it's got some cool autos, some cool rookie autos in XR. So it's not too bad. December releases Spectra on the 1st, Impeccable on the 8th, and Illusions on the 15th. And then, as I already mentioned, Mosaic on the 22nd. Absolute's kind of been going heavy. Absolute's in a lot of breaks right now. People are breaking it. Look for those kabooms. Even as much as retail flippers weighing the boxes and picking the kabooms out. So be careful about that. If you haven't seen that tweet, it's been retweeted by Ty. I commented it on Twitter. So again, follow me at numbers_behind. But yeah, definitely not a good part of the hobby for sure. People fishing out the hits on us. But anyways, Absolute is hit right for wax prices. A little update for you. Their hobby boxes are going for $515. A mega retail box for $72 and a blaster box for $38 is what Absolute's doing right now. Just some notable Kaboom prices, because I know the Kaboom is basically why you're buying Absolute. The base cards are going to have much value. There's not too many hits in there that are worth much other than the Kaboom. So, it's kind of a Kaboom or bust, and we said that on Monday as well. Josh Allen, $1,300 for Kaboom for him. That's a pretty good non-rookie Kaboom price. Herbert, $1,000. Roethlisberger, $227. Brady, $3,900. Marino, $350. Tyreek Hill, $105. Jefferson, $355. Waddle, $340. Travis Etienne, $200. Trevor Lawrence for $1,800. And Najee Harris for $650. So some pretty interesting prices there. Like, you look and see, like, Herbert for $1,000. Which, Herbert's a hot player right now in terms of his age and, playing really well in the second year. But then Ben Roethlisberger, Hall of Famer, is 227. I think that's just so funny, the recency bias when it comes to that stuff. Because, I mean, Roethlisberger's card's still rare. There's not a lot of kabooms of Big Ben out there just because he's older. So I just think that kind of pricing is a little bit interesting. Same thing kind of with Jefferson at 355 and Tyreek at 105. I mean, Tyreek's still one of the top receivers in the league. He's still in the top 20. Rookie card sales in my article. He's above Jefferson in his rookie card value. So just interesting to see some of the prices of the younger guys still getting a lot of love. Donruss wax update. Just want to give you a little update on just the wax. I'm not going to go through the rookie values because they haven't changed too much again. So can kind of save you from that reading those lists today. But I did kind of pull out the downtown prices just kind of so we can compare kabooms in downtown. But Donruss wax update, the hobby boxes are going for $380 right now, blasters for $35, the holiday blasters for $38, and the mega boxes for $100. Notable downtown prices, John Elway for $92, Barry Sanders for $200, Zach Wilson for $350, all the way down. That card was hitting $1,600 when it unreleased. So that's crazy. The drop that's come, but obviously play, and then obviously the hype of the downtowns has come down quite a bit. Derrick Henry, $224. Justin Jefferson, $240. Tom Brady, $1,135. That's a good little gauge there. Like Tom Brady's downtown, which is a really beautiful card. $1,135, his Kaboom went for, $3,900. Now, the Kabooms are still new, so they haven't settled at all, but still kind of seeing where that came out the gate. It's very interesting. Trevor Lawrence downtown's down to $566, which I think is a pretty good deal if you can get one that's in pretty good condition. $566, I just think about that's going to be a very low low pop card, and he's the number one overall pick. So if he does come through, $566 is a pretty good buy there. $225 for Devonta Smith. And so that's kind of where the Kabooms are versus the downtowns are kind of sitting. So it's overall, it's been, I think the Kabooms are still in there hot and heavy. It's a little bit time for them to settle, but I think the Kabooms are more desired. They seem they've come out a little bit hotter than the downtowns, and they just seem to be kind of be harder to hit as well. So I just think that's kind of the direction that they're going to go in terms of value. It's going to be Kaboom over downtowns. So just kind of reviewing our MVP odds, we talked about these back on 9/29, and I just want to actually talk about the MVP odds, obviously, because it's important for cards, because if MVP does give cards bumps, usually if their guys are in the MVP race, people want to buy those cards with the chance they win MVP. So those are things that definitely want to keep track of in the quarterback chasing for long-term, like for long game odds of the year. But I did want to kind of talk about too, about the change in some of the odds too, which is really interesting. So just kind of going through the guys we talked about last time. So Kyler Murray, he was at the time first. He is not first now, but he's at he went from plus 700 to plus 500. Stafford stayed at plus 800. Brady plus 800 is now plus 350. So he's the front runner. And Josh Allen was plus 900 and now plus 350. So they have Brady and Allen about equivalent today. Mahomes is, this is the crazy one. Mahomes was at plus 800 in terms of his odds for MVP back in 929. Today's plus 6,600. So his odd, like his odds to win MVP are slim to none, according to MGM. If you are a big Mahomes fan, throw $50 on that and just see if he lights the world on fire to finish the season. But 6,600 is pretty good odds for, you know, potentially the most talented quarterback in the league. Aaron Rodgers, he was 1,000, now he's 900. He's kind of right in the top tier. Interesting, Herbert was plus 1,100, now he's plus 1,600. I think it might be because they lost a couple of games, but he's still playing really well. So I'm surprised to see that he's dropped that much. Wilson's dropped quite a bit because of injury. Lamar Jackson came up quite a bit. He was plus 2,200, now he's plus 1,100. So just all in all, it's kind of Brady and Allen kind of the top there with Kyler and Stafford right there on the next tier. So very interesting to kind of see that movement to the MVP. Again, just for us in terms of our card values as well. A couple notes just from my rookie report that I wanted to kind of let you guys know about. Herbert on his prism. So it's going to be tough for Herbert, Burrow, and Murray. The 2020-2019 pop reports are much higher already than 17 and 18 and before them. And the other thing is that there's a lot of them and they're not gymming very well. So that's the other thing that's interesting is that Herbert has something like 2,000, I'm pretty sure it's 2,000 PSA 10 prisms right now, but he's at a 41% gem rate. So that means almost 5,000 have been submitted. A lot of guys in 17, 16 aren't even close to 5,000 cards submitted. So it's really interesting. You can definitely see that that print run that, you know, of those cards are coming out more. And so to Ty and Mike's point on, you know, if you make sure you check out Mike and Ty on the Fly, they do some good hobby talk. Just general hobby talk is great for us to kind of zone into the perspectives we need. Is the print runs is definite. It's definitely higher. We can't deny that. And with that, Herbert is a high pop rate for his tens, and they're not doing well. So even the cards you get in aren't in great shape. So that's a kind of a double negative. Like they're printing a lot of them, and not a lot of them are in great shape. And so that's pretty concerning. So with that, Burrow in the same product, he's 52% gem rate, and Murray's 40% gem rate in 2019. So those guys are tough grades as well, and a lot of them. So quick buy-sell segment, just guys that I really like right now, their prices are, or kind of how they are, you know, sending in terms of talent. I've been on Michael Pittman most of the season. I'm going to say buy him right now. I've been buying him in Dynasty Fantasy for myself. I have quite a few. I think an Optic Silver. I picked apart quite a few fire sales for Michael Pittman the last few months, and I think he is a receiver one ascending. He's just really starting to get a good rhythm with Wentz, and I really like what he can do in that offense. I think him and Taylor are a great future for them in terms of that receiver running back combo. I think Lawrence and Fields, Cutler and Donruss is really cheap right now. I think that, you know, we saw the downtown for Lawrence is pretty affordable. I think those two guys have kind of shown me enough to feel like those are the guys I want to buy right now. I think Lance, I could still get on as well because he's actually cheaper than them. But I just think overall, Donruss is faded. People are kind of over Donruss. So it's a good time to buy it right now. The color is affordable. People are saving up, waiting for the next big thing. And we still got a ways to wait till Mosaic. So we got over a month. So I like those guys, color and Donruss. Ryan Tannehill, I think, you know, with what the Titans are doing, their record, if they can just make sure to lock in a playoff spot and get Henry back, you know, he could have a good playoff run. He's been really effective for the last 2 years. He's just playing well right now. He's not like put up a lot of stats. I do think that what Tannehill brings is just that he's helped the Titans take the next level. He continually has just kind of been very consistent for them. Even though it's not his best statistical year, they're getting big wins. Like I said, they've won four massive games in a row the last four weeks, and I think he is kind of a sneaky buy right now for his Prism rookies, and they're really cheap. So I definitely would be looking at Tannehill. Alvin Kamara, I talked about when my little tidbit with Ty and Mike on their show is that I just think he's pretty undervalued right now because I think that in my mind, Henry's a different beast. Henry is a, like, we're not going to see a talent like that at running back for a long time. But Kamara is just going to put up a good stat line for a career we're not going to see for a long time just because of his receiving ability. Kamara's always just seems to be guaranteed 100 all-purpose yards a game, like all-purpose. And that matters. Those things are going to tally up. And if I just see him keep doing it for a long time because his skill set is very unique and the Saints know how to use it. And as long as he's there, I just can see him having a very good statistical career that we're like, wow, Kamara's top three receiver and top 10 rusher of all time. And that matters. I think he's a Hall of Fame type running back, and I think he's really undervalued. I think he was fifth on the running back list for the rookie report, which you'll see in a couple of days. And I like him more than Cook. I think as a Cowboys fan, I probably like Kamara more than Zeke. Zeke's got the market. And if the Cowboys win a championship, that's a different story. But in terms of stats and long term, I think Kamara's going to last longer. Again, selling Dalvin Cook. He's had a little bit of trouble with the law right now. I know it's under investigation, and he's saying that he's the victim. So I'm not going to get into that. But I still think that he's just not going to be a long-term running back. So I think he's a top fantasy guy right now. He's at the top of the list for fantasy running backs, but I don't think he's going to be top for Hall of Fame and first ballot type stuff. So I do think Cook's a guy I would sell. I put Mahomes on there. I know I'm going to get maybe some flack for that. He has dropped about $1,000 since preseason in his rookie card, the Prism. My thing with Mahomes is that I'm confident saying he's the most talented quarterback I've seen play. But championships and success is what really drives prices for quarterbacks. You can see with Brady. And I think there's not a reason why he should be 9 times more expensive than Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson has a championship. You know, like Russell Wilson's done a lot for fantasy. Like, I just don't see the gap. I'm not saying he shouldn't be above Russell Wilson. I just don't think he should be 8 to 9 times the value of Russell Wilson and those other guys. Because his scarcity isn't extremely rare. Like, there's still, he's got a good handful of 10s. Very similar to some of those guys like Dak. But I just think that he is in a different level that I think Rodgers, you know, he shouldn't be 2 grand more than Rodgers. So I just think that he's going to maybe come down to earth a bit, and that's going to level out a little bit. But I do think there will be a window to buy him, especially if the season continues to trend this way. But I think that, you know, Brady tier, Mahomes tier, I think that Mahomes tier needs to be more guys. And whether that means he's coming down or guys are coming up, I think it's going to be him coming down. Ben Roethlisberger, I just think his ugly play right now. Like, I watched that Monday night game and he just does not look good. Like, he's getting the job done here and there, but he's slow. He just can't do anything. He's just old. And I think it's just a bad look for his talent. And people will forget that he's a Hall of Famer that's got 2 championships for the Steelers. But I just think not many of his cards are selling right now at all. But if there does something to pop up, I would probably say, like, sell that now while it's still kind of high. Cause I think that as he finishes this kind of bad look season, it'll kind of taper down until that Hall of Fame induction comes up. So you might have a window to get in now and sell now, get back in and have a little bit of profit when he gets in the Hall of Fame. All right. Just a couple of quick, who am I watching with week 10? I'm watching Lawrence against the Colts. You know, he had a big win against the Bills, came back from injury, got it out. Wasn't great statistically, but a great win against the Bills. I want to see if he can get those stats against the Colts. Colts defense is not close to the Bills. So I want to see if Lawrence can get over that 4.5 yards, you know, per completion average and start to make a little bit of gains to push the ball down the field. So I'm definitely watching him. Watching Dak. Can Dak get back on track? You know, like, last week was just a dud. Plain and simple, just a dud. Can get back on track? Can Dak get back on track against Atlanta? Big game, you know, they have, you know, Quinn's going against the old team as their defensive coordinator for Dallas. So it'd be interesting to see what happens there. I put Jordan Love on here, but we're not sure if he's going to play. But if he does play, nice to see another look at Jordan Love. This would be kind of a game time, pretty close to, you know, Saturday, a decision for Rodgers. So if Love does play, I want to see how he plays at home. You know, their environment against, you know, Seattle's defense is, they're solid, but they're not tough. So I would like to see if Love can get a little bit more going than against KC on the road. And then watching Mahomes on Sunday Night Football against the, you know, Vegas Raiders, a very big divisional game with the Raiders and KC pretty close to the top of the division. Can Mahomes show us that, you know, that air raid, that KC game we want to see? Can he do that or not? Definitely want to see if he can get going again. If not, like I said, stand by my, like, I think he's a sell right now until he can start showing why we're buying his cars that high price to begin with. Yeah, so kind of closing up, just some game notes for week 10. Atlanta at Dallas is -9 for Dallas. I just had that one just again because I'm watching Dak, so that's kind of a game of note. New Orleans, Tennessee. Tennessee is only a 3-point favorite. New Orleans got some quarterback issues, but it's going to be interesting. Kind of New Orleans defense tends to play well when they need it. So if Tennessee makes some mistakes, New Orleans can kind of catch them. But if also I'm going to watch that because if Tennessee wins, that's a Bills, Kansas City, Colts, Rams, Saints in a row. They've won. That just would be another great notch in the belt for the Titans in terms of five in a row. Cleveland at New England, -2.5. Just because Cleveland looked so good last week, I want to see how they do on the road in New England. If they can keep it going, or if Belichick's got a great plan for Baker to keep them really limited. Chubbs and COVID protocol. So if Cleveland can keep it going or not, because New England's kind of desperate for a win too. They're starting to play a little bit better as well. Seattle at Green Bay. Again, watching that game, if it's Love or Rodgers, I just want to see whoever's in there. I want to see if Rodgers comes back, you know, great, or if Love gets the second chance to impress us. Either way, it's a big game for Seattle. That's why Russell Wilson's back. They're in a must-win at 3-5, so it's a big game for them. AFC West grind, very big game for both of them. KC, and it's on the road for KC, so it's, you know, Vegas has every opportunity to make it happen. And Rams at San Fran, just because San Fran's desperate for a win. Rams could really just put San Fran away for the year if they can take care of business. Rams are favored by 4 on Monday night at San Fran. All right, thanks for tuning in for episode 51. Before we head out, I did want to just give a shout out to at one of one sports cards, JMac11. He is the winner of the rookie lot that I did for the giveaway for the 50th episode. He guessed 42. He was the lowest Lamar Jackson rushing total guess, and he was right because Lamar didn't do much. He had 34 yards or something really small. So congrats, JMac. DM me on Twitter for your details so I can ship out your cards to you. Again, thanks guys. Appreciate you guys' interaction with the giveaway. And you know where to find me on Twitter @numbers_behind. Take care.